It is the April 16, 2024, and I have been and done a test, blood test at the hospital today. And I was so happy because I got a call from the hospital for some days ago, and the young man, he say that they were thinking that I had Cushing syndrome, and so I was happy because at last they start to look serious about what's going on with me, and so he say I should come and get some, should do some tests today. And I came, and it was diabetic nurse that did those tests. That is only to take some blood from me, but she say that Cushing syndrome is so rare, so they don't look for it, she said to me. She said that why do they even have a Cushing syndrome as a name when it's so rare, so hardly no one have it? And so she said to me that they are not going to look for Cushing syndrome. They are going to look for why I have so much blood sugar. But in I know a little more than I did before that a diabetes have some to do with the same thing that a Cushing syndrome or that the hypophysis, these cells that is in the brain that do this about the hormones in the body, they go crazy sometimes and make people get more blood sugar in the system, but that's not the same thing. It's only some part of it, but in this of to check out the blood sugar, it can happen that they see something. That's my hope, that they see something going on in my brain that was not about blood sugar. So, but it was. And it was sad. I don't want to say depression because I don't have depression. But it was, of course, I go angry, but I didn't say anything. And so it's tomorrow I'm going to take a test how much cortisol I have in the morning because I got a medicine, a tablet, to a pill to take at 11 o'clock tonight, and then I have an appointment with those that take test and see if there is something there. And but Next Monday, I'm going to my doctor, and I'm talking. I know he's very short in time, but I hope to could talk to him a little about this situation, because it was he that took me to this about diabetes. And they say to him that they don't want me to be there because I didn't take the medicine that they have given me. And I have told my doctor, why should I take those medicine that make me worse, go worse? And maybe it's this a clue for the doctor to understand that those normal diabetes medicine doesn't work. It's go worse in my body when I take them. The high blood pressure have been very high. And now today I felt me have very much blood pressure. And she say I had low. So I think she's lying. She's working to be rid of me and not make me come there. And it's the devil. It's the devil. It's clearly that the devil working there. And she left. And I say, but this young man that called me, he say they were thinking they I had Cushing syndrome. And she laugh at him and she said, oh, he's new here. He's young. He don't know, she say to me. And I ask her, what's his age? And she say 35. And that is not young to be a doctor today. They are not over 30 that working as doctor here. So that's not. He is educated like everyone else. But she say that he's young, he don't know anything. So she is the one that hold the charge. She's the leader, and I need to go to her, and I need to talk to my doctor about her. But it's very hard because it's hard to tell people that it is this woman is a child of the devil and is placed on a special space where she can kick away people that is not good for the devil and make us die. And it's hard to tell someone that have not been in this. I have been haunted of the devil in my whole life. And I know when I standing face to face with the devil's children. It's not that I know, but I have been taught. They have teach me in heaven to identificate the devil. But the other people have not, and they think that I lie and or I'm crazy. So it's hard to say something. And as long as I don't have people with me that they can confirm that what I'm telling is true, because they know me, but no one knows me, and I am so sad that it's the world is like that no one stand side by side with the truth. They want it to be a lie. They want to have this illusion. They want to have like a safe place from their childhood. They have been taught to think in that way that their parents have taught them. And they want to stay there. They don't want to take a step on the side and check out what's going on. They don't want the truth. And I thought when in year 2000, when I was on my way to do a suicide, and then suddenly the highest priest in heaven stood there in my room and started to talk to me. And then after God come and talk to me, he talked in the air. I didn't see him. People often ask, did you see him? No, I did see the highest priest, but I didn't see God. I heard him only in the air. And then after that, I was thinking, oh, it's going to be so easy. People are going to listen at me, and I will be on shows in the television and talk about me meeting God. And nothing happened. I come to United States and was thinking that now it's going to be a great life. But it become that no one listened. And today I know that no one listened because I am a woman, and I'm not married to a man in the church. If they are married to the pastor in the church, they are allowed to preach. But be on my own, and no one say it's okay for me to stay and talk. But I have my podcast. I'm happy that I have that. And before that, I did the videos on YouTube, and what I come here, I did this podcast for one main reason. They have told me and told you that they are not coming and talk to us anymore, but I can have from the spirit world that they are coming and talk to me, but they are not talking to you in that way like they did before. But what you hear from them is for you to learn how they are working. So the main thing in this podcast is to get an answer from God what to do, because I know this all locked doors, all this negative thinking about what I'm telling. All this that stopped me. And I know I am okay to go back to heaven, but I in the same time I want to do something for the earth. And I know someone coming through now, start a little, I feel. I know that I can't do anything on my own. And if you believe in Jesus, Jesus had lots of people with him. He don't have only those 12 disciples. There was people coming and sit along with him and listen at him. He had people supporting him, and not only these 12. The Bible doesn't tell how many, but he had. And the same thing with Job. He had people that told him what to do. So those people in the Bible, even if they were men, they had people that supporting. And the only supporting I know about it is when I got money to fly to Jerusalem, but that was not a vacation, that was a job for me, and a special hard job for me, as I was disabled and I couldn't have any tools with me that could make me go forward in Jerusalem. But I got money so I could take the taxi. But sometimes it was very, very hard. I was to the Temple Mountain, and where I should go. But I couldn't go there. The taxi driver took me to the wall, this wailing wall, the up, not in the top, in the bottom of the mountain, but I was on my way up to the mountain, and the taxi driver have taken me to a parking place where all the taxis were. But from there, going up on the bridge to the temple, to the mosque, two mosque there is, it was impossible for me. So I drive back home and I talk to the taxi driver, and the taxi driver say he should drive me next morning up to where the bridge was, so I could go into the Mount of Tablet. I don't know. Mount of, not the olive, there where the mosques are, because it was there I should be. So I told him to drive me in next morning. So he did, and I come in there. And it is the only support I have got, really. And because I needed to do the ending of my walk here on Earth to try to find people that want to come with me to make war to the devil and take him away from Earth. And no one have wanted to do that. They support the devil in that way. If you walk with someone that know the devil and want him to go away from Earth, it's not only to be there with that person and walk with that person. That if you are quiet and don't do any job to take away the devil, then you are with the devil. Then you are a member of the devil's family. You need to choose and work for it and not stand still and let someone else do it for you and for the world. You need to really be into make the devil go away from Earth. And it have nothing with money to do, that you give money and then you don't say anything. You need to support with money, but also work for to get the devil back. Devil going back to the pit. I had in Virginia, I live with a pastor, a very wealthy pastor in Virginia, United States. And his son, he was, I think it was the George Bush administration. He was economic, the mayor, like taking care of the United States economy. He was very rich. He had 52 rooms in his house, and he was not married, and he could have supported me. But what how he supported the church, he was sending money to the church. That's the only thing he did, not working for the church in any way, only giving money, and that is not the real thing to do. You need to work for God to take away the devil. You have to deal with the devil, not like my mother-in-law. She baking cakes and thought that was okay with God. But God wants you to do effort. He was saying this, that he's coming here. Effort for God. Not cleaning up the church, baking cakes, bring in people to the church. You need to work on the other side in that way that you try to kick away the devil from Earth. You can't standing in the front of the gate where Jesus are. You need to step into to heaven behind Jesus and fight for the good, to not let in anything in heaven, not let in anything that can disturb the good thing. He's on me now, these spirits that's coming. And I think it's God, because he's very strong, and he is white. Not in the skin, his clothes are white. And he had a white veil over his head, so I don't see his face. He's only white, like a top of a mountain. He is. And I had that question, what to do when the devil's children always run before me and destroy everything, to tell people that I belong to the devil before I have started to talk to people. What to do to make the devil quit talking before I am there in those places that have happened to me. And it's not only, he say that he's going to tell his people to go and clean up here on earth, so they are not going before us. But I say that's not enough, because you have done that before and it have not helped. I need a stronger energy and people. I need the Jacob's army to come here and take away those that are running before me and talking bad about me. Now he's saying that how to do it is for him to block the whole world. He said that he showed me with his hands that he spread out pieces, like pieces of a cake. He's going to do the same thing. The same thing that the devil had done the whole time. He's going to make those evil people be by themselves. God needs to work in the same school as the devil, but not evil. But he needs to make those evil people not have any support. And that's very hard, because they have working for to get workers under them, so they can do whatever they want to do. The devil is accepted. They accept, the world accept the devil. And in that way, just now he is in the top. He is before God in that way. So what needs to be done is to separate those. And he tell me that he will send Jacob's army to fight against this evil on earth, because he say that the earth is in my heart, he's saying. And I say that I can't do so much on my own anymore. I have working for you, God, in 24 years, and no one have coming to help me of people. No one. In 24 years. And it start to be a block for me, because I am sick and I am old, and I can't do anything. I come to you when you sit there on the shimmery once, and you say to me that you have been waiting for me. And the house that have this shimmery, that house was almost gone. It was only the shimmeries that was standing up. The house was broken. And that's God's house was broken. And so I know what I saw, and I heard you talking to me, that you have been waiting for me for such a long time. And I needed you, God, to wait for some more people to come. But I also remember that I saw it could hardly fit us to the shimmery. It was so thin. And there were, of course, no smoke in the shimmery, because it most everything was gone. And that's what it is today. I understand what you say, that you have waited for me for a long time. Because it have been a long, long traveling from not knowing anything about you, God, in year 2000. And coming here to know everything about what's going on. That you, God, is God, the only one. And those other there in heaven, they are not more than the other. We are a family. But we have the army of Jacob coming. So what you are saying is that you're going to make it harder here on earth. You need to go forward in this. You can't be the kindly God. You need to take them away that hurt this planet, and let those crazy people be in the leader of the world. You need to take that away, and you. I know I can't talk to you in that way, but you should be the boss. And not staying so far from us, that we that need you, you can't stay so far from us and let those in afterlife take care of it, because they were human once, and they work still in this human way to get what they wanted, to not understand when I talk to them about some things. It seems so hard for afterlife to help me to get through this everything. I am thankful that afterlife have saved my life many times, but it's not about me. That is very selfish. Why do you protect me, but you don't protect the world? You can't lay there and sleep. You need to make what God was saying effort. You need to take a step to do the fight, and not playing with the devil in his way to do things. It is not wrong for me to talk to you like this, because the first time when after that the highest priest and God was coming and talked to me, after that it was said from heaven that I have learning from you, and you say to me, in the first time I didn't know what was going on, but you say this, and I remember it, that the teacher will be under the pupil, what you say. I forget what is in English, pupil, who is learning, that I have learned so much, so I am over you. You say that, and I come into that part. But in that way you need to listen at me also, because you think that it's very easy way to take away the devil from earth. But it isn't, because he is one step before you. And I need to be one step before the devil. And you need to tell me everything you know that can help me. I have learned from you, but you need to those secret things that is in heaven, you need to teach me that, so I can take away this. I don't know how to take away the devil, because I'm too kindly to tell the devil face to face, go away from me, the devil. Today that the nurse say that they should not do the test. I wanted to say, go away from me, devil, to her, but I didn't. And how can I say that, to that person that I know is from the devil? Go behind Satan. I can't say that. That doesn't make any good. So it is a spirit thing. It's not what I can do here on earth, standing face to face to someone and say, go behind the devil, go behind. I can't. And you're telling me that you are going to step forward. And he's saying, don't be scared about those war that is coming, because you are protected. You that love God, the only one God, that you are protected. They are going to protect you, but you're going to see much evil, death, destruction going on around you, but you will be safe. So I thank you. Thank you, like a white top, mountain top. Thank you. I don't know your name, but I thank you. And I thank you that follow me. We will see if it's coming, changing. I hope so. God bless you.